KBMW.
All right, we're back coming to you from the Soggy Radio Hut here on Dakota Avenue. Live with Dablo on a Friday morning. I got Brianna Koval in here like I usually do on a Friday. How long has it been? About a month since you and I have talked?
Yes, it's been a month. I haven't been here in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And that was when you returned.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't seen each other in a month because you were gone for 2 weeks prior to that.
That's true. And it was the 4th of July, you know, on that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So here we are.
Yes, we are.
How you been? How you been?
Good.
Good. You look great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
I know. I got a nice summer tan, right?
You really do. So apparently the vacation was good to you.
Yeah, we just went to the lake for a while, but it's always nice, even though it was smoky and windy and rainy, and the weather was maybe nice for 2 days, but it's still nice to get away.
Don't you love humidity that you can cut with a knife? I walked out the door this morning and went, oof, here we go again.
You could eat the air today.
You could. It's chewy out there. Yep. Let's just say that.
I'm hopeful that after the rain passes through and things dry out a little bit, maybe it'll get a little better.
Oh, let's hope.
Yeah, it's just not going to be the most beautiful weekend we've seen all summer.
But
it won't be the worst.
No, but the thing that stinks, once the wind goes to the north, here comes the smoke.
I know.
So if we're not
but
dealing
there
with
goes
wonders,
the humidity.
That's true.
So six of one, half dozen of the other.
Yeah,
at this
it balances
point.
Out. Hey,
just remember, in 2 months, we're not.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, listen,
we won't say those words yet.
No, in the middle of January, I'm going to be going, what did I say back in August?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about something called preparedness, pals. You dropped this on me. I want to know more about that. What is this all about?
Okay, so this is actually a little slogan that Douglas County came up with as one of their preparedness promotions that they send out to the public. And I said, this is so great. Julie, can I take this and send it out through the world down in Wilkin County? And she said, absolutely. So they have coined the phrase preparedness pals. And it's about picking a friend or someone close to you and you prepare for emergencies and disasters together, which is great because you're already then creating a built-in support system. But you're choosing somebody that, isn't necessarily your neighbor or, living across the street. You're choosing someone that lives near but far,
right?
If that makes sense. So someone that may live in the next community over, or if you live on the south side, maybe it's somebody who lives on the north side, somebody where there's some separation, or maybe you're going to take it even a step further. You have a close friend or family members in Fargo, and you're going to use them as your preparedness pal.
Because, that's really smart.
Right.
I mean, accountability wise, that is really smart.
Right. And the purpose of having someone further away is that then you both have a built-in evacuation point.
Perfect.
Let's say you have to leave your home because of storm damage, a short-term evacuation or a long-term evacuation, then you already have a built-in safety net of somebody that you could potentially stay with, or at least, get your wits together with, sharing your communication information with them. If there's an incident down here, they would want to check on you. If there's an incident wherever they are, you could check on them. It also gives you an opportunity to store copies of those important documents and records in a location that's other than your place. I've talked about this before where, put your important records or copies of them on a flash drive and give them to a trusted friend or relative.
That's a great idea.
That is not located in your community. So mm-hmm. then if, for instance, something happens and your home burns down, there's a tornado, everything gets flooded out, you lose all those documents, you at least have backup copies with somebody that's trusted. So you can obtain those easily. Otherwise, it takes forever if you are trying to replicate documents like that.
Better to be safe than sorry. And this is, that's brilliant. It's really a good idea.
Exactly. So, these are things that we've always been talking about. We've just never had a name for it.
Now you do.
Yep, exactly. So it's all about picking your preparedness pal and then working together to make sure that you both are ready for emergencies and disasters, whatever it may be.
Man, and you got this, and now it's a Wilkin County thing. But,
Sure.
Do you ever go, I wish I would have thought of this first?
Yeah. Well, and that's why I asked Julie. I was like, Julie, this is really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, it's fine. I gave it to the people down in Grant County, too. So I'm like, great.
All right. Yeah. Spreading the love. And,
exactly.
And again, it can be a family member or friend, but just not, typically not recommended for the immediate area.
Correct. Want it somebody that has a little bit of distance from you. Because if there's going to be a huge weather event that sweeps through Wahpeton, Breckenridge, takes out your home, takes out your neighbor's homes, takes out, an 18 block radius, You know, you don't want them within that.
Right.
Zone.
And like you said,
so
you got a place to
distance.
Go too, you know?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It just gives you that little bit of safety net, of a built-in place to go, a built-in person who is looking after you, or checking up on you. And, you know, you can work through things together because it's always easier to work through a process like this with someone else. Now, I will note, preparedness pals are a fantastic thing to have if you have, you know, a mobility issue, some sort of medical type issue, or if you're a senior and you rely on other services.
Great points.
Exactly. So having someone else that knows your situation, that knows the needs that you have and vice versa, it's just really going to help in the long run if you have to evacuate or if we have a power outage or something like that. You have somebody that's built in that's already going to be knowing what you need and can check on you.
Plus, it's easy to do.
Yes.
I mean, you think about it. I mean, you know.
Absolutely. So easy.
Because my mind's
already
going.
Know.
Right. My mind's already going. It's like, who should I contact here to be my preparedness pal?
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just out there.
Perfect.
So have you done this yet?
Well, no.
You knew I was going to throw it back at you.
I know. But Julie just gave this to me
earlier
this week. So
but
maybe
you
that's
must
my
have
excuse.
An idea in your head of who you want. So.
Frankly, I think I'll talk to my parents. Mm-hmm. They don't live in the community, but they also don't live that far.
Right.
So having a friend or a relative, your parents, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, whoever you trust, it's going to be easier. They already know you, so it's not like you're having to build a new relationship or
that's
anything.
True. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll get to work on it. That's
fantastic.
For sure.
Yeah, no, a great idea and good suggestions and everything. Again, because it's Brianna Koval, everything just kind of makes sense. You're my common sense person.
I try my best.
Yeah, you really do. Okay, so let's get to the really important stuff like scouting and archery and everything that your son's involved in because it's back to school time.
What's
going on? What's happening? Catch me up on the family here.
Okay, so we live in Wahpeton, so school starts on Wednesday.
That's right.
And I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
I mean,
it's like, whoa.
Where did the summer go? Archery doesn't start until December.
Okay.
So
you got some time.
Yep. So we're going to pause on that. But football starts on Wednesday.
All right.
I know. So that's an exciting thing. Football is huge in our household. Obviously, we talk
about
football all the time.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to the Vikings in a minute.
Oh, gosh. Otherwise, scouts have wrapped up their summer adventures for this season, at least. I think they're going to do one more camping trip this fall. They always like to squeeze one more in before the snow flies. But they went to Medora earlier in the summer, spent some time out there, did some service projects out there. And then just a couple of weeks ago, they got back from Tomahawk Scout Camp in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been all over the place.
Exactly. Fantastic scout camp that they went to. They were throwing tomahawks and shooting rifles, and they got to go horseback riding.
I love it.
Yeah, exactly. And they all finished multiple merit badges while they're there, so it's a great experience for them to get some of those advancements at the same time. But scouts are out selling popcorn. It is popcorn season for the Cubs.
Already?
And the scout troop is selling licorice. So if you see any of those scouts out and about.
Popcorn or licorice?
Popcorn and licorice. Know that you're supporting their scouting activities for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Those funds are the ones that pay their dues. And those funds also pay for their camp fees and et cetera. So, I mean, it's all going to them to help their scouting adventures. And they're learning leadership skills and practical knowledge and common sense and all sorts of things all at the same time.
All right.
So, if you see them out and about, at least give them a wave.
All right. Now Vikings, let's get to the purple. Are we excited like we are? No?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are excited this
excited.
Season? All right.
Yes. Very excited. We're going to see what happens now that, you know, both JJs are going to be out and about.
I know.
So we'll see. Yeah, just fingers crossed it's a good season.
I do too, because, you know, makes both of our lives a little bit easier. There's a little less suffrage going
on
there.
Yeah, we have some preseason games to get through first, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully there's no significant injuries that bombard throughout the entire season,
right.
But we'll see what happens.
Great to have you back. I'm so glad you stopped
in
today.
It feels good to be back in here.
Absolutely. Talking with Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services Preparedness Pals. Think about that and get that done, too.
Absolutely.
All right. See you next week?
Yes.
All right. It's 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Got a cloudy sky. We've got some rain, a whole lot of humidity, and 68 degrees. Good morning.
sun is high.